Why did they use the word sudden? Yeah? In fact, all enlightenment are sudden. There is no gradual. Yeah. That's why even in the Theravada Sutta, they got two types of liberation. You heard of these two types, isn't it? Yeah? They call it by what? Cheto Vimutti and Panya Vimutti. So Vimutti is liberation. Panya Vimutti. Cheto Vimutti. So Panya is wisdom. Cheto is to develop the stability of mind. Means they can go through jhana or whatever, but they have to release it out to normal daily mindfulness or normal awareness. We call it the upachara samadhi, not the apana samadhi. Cheto is go too deep, apana samadhi. So through cheto, you can also come out and develop panya vimutti. That's why everything is panya. The moment you understand that wisdom, trigger of enlightenment, is always sudden enlightenment. That's why during the time of the fifth patriarch and Sun Siu and the sixth patriarch, Sun Siu only understood up to the level he cultivated. And he taught the northern teaching. And he teach the disciple, you must practice hard, cultivate, understand not? Then gradually, one day, you realize enlightenment. So that is the gradual teaching. So when some of the disciples, they actually have this thought, no? They feel that Sun Siu should be the sixth patriarch, no? Not Hui Ning. No? So they all been biased. They want to penetrate Sun Siu to become, pretend to be disciple, and find out what he teach, then come back and tell Sun Siu. By the end, all went, never come back. Because when they went to Hui Neng, you read the Sixth Patriarch Black Forest Sutta, you understand. Wow, all the disciples of Sun Siu kena kau kau from Hui Neng. Got one of them bow, but the head didn't touch the ground. Oh, then kena reprimand. Then a few thought they know. No? There was one, don't know, recite, don't know what sutta, how many thousand times. No? Until Hui Neng tell him off. No? He said, you can go and recite until the cow come home, also no use. You know, what you need to realize is, whatever Dhamma understanding must come from the self nature. Understand? No? If it's not from the self nature, means you approach it from the mundane mind, cultivate, contemplate, reflect. This gradual is not what he teach. That's why the Noble Eightfold Path that Sun Siu teach and Hui Neng teach are very different. So he came out with the stanza. No? You go and read the Sixth Patriarch Black Forest Sutta. Very beautiful. He said, what he teach is from that self nature, it come out. Understand? Not from memory, not from Dhamma knowledge. That's why it's so different. So whatever Dhamma that is not from the self nature is not the true Dhamma. He say that word, no? Because from here only you can realize the true wisdom and awaken. And all enlightenment is sudden. There is no such thing as gradual. The only different is people don't understand. Your sudden means, like I said, wisdom is like that. You have means you have. You don't have means you don't have. You have is with your nature. No need to remember. Then when the situation arises, it will prompt you. Yoniso manasikara, it will come out and prompt you. Then you will not be deluded and you cannot entangle yourself anymore. That's why the true Dhamma is very unique, very different. Okay? Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu.